evening, my fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you this evening, folks. Yes, sir, busy day here at our two police and military associations. I want to ask a question, love to get some answers from people out there. For about 3 months now, here at our two police and military associations, we've been getting reports that there's a wacko federal assistant, U.S. attorney, that's trying to indict Bush and Dick Cheney and some of the other clowns working in his crime syndicate there at the White House. And we've been holding off, speaking about this. Very interesting, by the way, but it is beyond our imagination. It's beyond our imagination that a assistant federal U.S. attorney would have such a death wish as to try to indict the president, you know, the vice president and some of the others in the cabinet. You know, it's just beyond the pale. It's just beyond the imagination for us police officers here to understand that this could possibly be true. You know, we have investigated so many suicides where people have tried to do things like this and taken a leap off a tall building, have had their airplanes blow up. Numerous airplanes have blown up with people trying to bring to justice those in the White House and those in the state houses that have died mysterious deaths by even beginning to talk about indicting someone in these power positions. So we've held off and we've held off and we've refused to talk about it. And today we get another, well, there's probably three or four came in on our internet today from various organizations that George W. Bush and Dick Cheney are going to be indicted. What do you think? We'll be right back in a couple minutes with more. Stay tuned.
One and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, That's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalbendPureSoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Yes, folks, it's astounding to read over and over again and for the last 3 months that a assistant attorney, U.S. attorney, is trying to indict the crime family, the Bush crime family, and the people in his cabinet. I mean, we've been around the block a long time as police investigators. I've investigated homicides down in Arkansas that the governor of Arkansas, Bill Clinton, and his gun mall wife covered up for the CIA out of Mena, Arkansas. I was down there 5 times investigating the execution of several people and saw how they covered up all the executions, that they killed people down there that were going to come forward or might tell something. And then, of course, I got people in prison that are friends of mine, like, and not only, but FBI agent Richard Taus is in prison today, New York City's top FBI agent, who tried to bring enough evidence to indict the international crime families like the Bush crime family for bringing tons and tons of drugs into this country every year. He's in prison now for, I think, his 14th year, trumped-up charges. The government agent judges and the prosecutor railroaded him into prison. Strange, he isn't dead, because we also know numerous people whose airplanes have blown up that were going to be witnesses against some of these power brokers that control the state houses in America and the federal agencies in America all the way up to the White House. They've had a heart attacks. They've had auto accidents. Planes have blown up in the air. They've had fast-moving cancer, suicides, all kinds of suicides. And so it's just kind of a laugh to us here, and knowing also, of course, that if there was a assistant federal attorney, attorney general assistant, that would be, I don't want to use that term, let's say strong enough, okay, strong-willed enough to go forward with this, honorable enough to go forward with this, he wouldn't be alive very long. But let's say he did. Let's say he did. They left him alone, and he was to drag, supposedly to drag Bush and Cheney and Congo Rice and the rest of them into court. Guess who picks the judges? No, you say, oh, yeah, it's a rotation thing. It's very fair. Give me a break, folks. You know who picks the judges. Bush right now is putting 2 judges in that will protect him and his family. All the judges at the top levels are hand-picked because they're government agents, and they've proved for many, many years that they're going to protect the top-level people that run the system from the public. So I want to hear what you have to say out there. What do you think about this? I've got another article here now that allegedly it came out in ABC News confirms indictment to be issued for George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, and there's an article here about it. But I want to remind you folks that King George, the senior, a number of years ago in the 80s was indicted, or anyway, they tried to indict him for running drugs with the Contra drug running scandal, where they would run drugs. Oliver North and Bush Sr. set up this enterprise organization to sell drugs in the United States through the mafia, through the gangs that they would bring in from Central America. This was cocaine at this time. This is long after George Bush was bringing hundreds of tons of opium into the country through Southeast Asia, Shaunland, the Golden Triangle, during the Vietnam War, up till the days he was CIA director. But this had to do with the Contras allegedly fighting communism down in Central America in Nicaragua. You remember those days? Well, I've got the actual indictment here before me that one of the top DEA agents that knew all about this gathered the evidence, Celerino Castillo, friend of mine, and the editors of Executive Intelligence Review, put all the evidence together, documented, well documented, thoroughly documented, and I've got the indictment right here before me, indicting George Herbert Walker Bush, racketeering, conspiracy to import narcotics, continuing criminal enterprise, conspiracy to obstruct justice, conspiracy to obstruct Congress. And what happened was, of course, he was vice president of the United States. And what he did was just stop all of the investigations. Some people were threatened with death if they continued the investigation. He stopped all the indictments from going forward. And then when he became president, he pardoned everybody under him that was involved in this drug-running scam or scheme out of Central America, selling narcotics to our little black and Latino children here in this country for several years to fund the anti-communist Contras in Central America. So, folks, what do you think about this? Do you think this thing's going to go through? If so, I'd love to hear what you have to say about it. Call in at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. They totally control the system, folks. So I'd like to hear if you think this is going to get through. Now, I know Sherman Skolnick and Lenny Bloom and others are really working hard to try to see that these impending indictments go forward. And this is well and good. This is what we should be doing. I have no problem with trying to get this done, folks, because if we try to get it done and we have all the evidence, if the evidence is there, and there is a assistant attorney general that is going to run the gauntlet here, we ought to go for it. Mm-hmm. But I'd sure like to hear what you have to say. Once again, call in today, 800-313-9443. Did you say it was John? John in Arizona. John, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
I think if Bush and Cheney did get indicted, I think the issue could be is it could be a controlled situation that we're unaware of, just to make it look like we have, you know, a democracy is what they refer to it as well.
Yeah.
We know it's supposed to be a constitutional republic, but to make it look as if, we still have some form of democracy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it could be just an illusion or a diversionary tactic. Maybe they could indict him and get him out of office, but it's not going to change things because the bankers still are going to have control.
Yeah, very wise. Very wise, John. Yes. You're absolutely correct.
So that's kind of my thought behind it. Maybe there's, from what I see on the internet, and there's a lot of internet chatter going on, people are catching on to what's going on.
They truly are.
People are catching on to the fact that this terrorism, the war on terror, is a fraud. You know, I mean, just the average everyday person. You know, I talk to a lot of people every day. You know, I go out and talk to people, and I'll tell you, people are catching on to what's going on. And they could possibly need to take the heat off of them. And only way to do that is get rid of Bush and Cheney or like I said, have some type of diversionary tactic.
Well, you're very wise, John, because here's the note that I received back on this correspondence. ABC News confirms indictments to be issued for George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. And it says here, if they do this, meaning the government, it's because they want it that way. So basically that's what you're saying. If they carry this through, it's because there's an ulterior plan.
Exactly.
As why they would dump these two clowns, okay?
Yep.
Very good, John. Thank you for your input.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, there's a thinker. That's right, folks. That's the note I got back here. If they do it, it's because they want it for some reason. Could John be right? Okay, who's in Colorado? Bruce in Colorado. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Well, hello, Jack. I've been thinking about this thing about indictments for some time, ever since the American Free Press, which, by the way, your network does advertise.
Yeah.
They came out with an article that they were indicted months ago. And and there was another article in TomFlacco.com. I've got that one linked from my website also.
Right. That came through our office here, too. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now, there's a lot of people that say these aren't credible. This isn't a credible story. Now, on this latest one, I tend to agree with the caller, as well as this other email you got, that this is set up. Either they are actually going to indict him, or they're going to go through some motion of trying to indict him, depending on what the New World Order wants. Either they want to get rid of these people to make it look like this, you know, like we really have a republic here, or they don't want to get rid of them and still make it look that way, like you said, to get the heat off. But these other two reports of an indictment may have been authentic, and you've already in this program cited what kind of power these people have. So they could have just as well done anything to the people who were part of the grand jury, got rid of all the paperwork, and just, you know, made it non-existent. It could have actually happened that they were actually indicted. All the paperwork went through, but it was all on paper, and they just got rid of it.
Very good. Yes, that could very well be, because I can guarantee you we don't know the whole story right now.
Right.
Okay, okay,
by
brother,
the way, did you look at my website that you said you were going to look at? SideCouncil.com.
Okay, no, I haven't done that now.
All right, anyways.
Okay, what was it again?
P as in Paul, S as in Sam, I as in India, Council, C-O-U-N-S-E-L
oh, yes.
dot com.
Okay, no, I haven't, but it's on my list. Thanks a lot. Okay.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Witnesses, my goodness gracious, I've gone down to Arkansas and sat before Dr. Fahmy Malik, the state medical examiner, and questioned him about all the deaths involved in Amin, Arkansas, the little boys on the railroad track that he said were died because they lay down on the railroad tracks. They'd been over and at nighttime hunting, the two little boys, and had seen things at Amin, Arkansas they shouldn't have seen, and ended up getting ran over by the train. And Dr. Fahmy Malik said that they laid down on the train tracks in a marijuana stupor and got ran over. Well, second autopsy showed they were stabbed numerous times and laid on the tracks. And so I sat down in front of him as a police investigator and questioned him for hours. And I'll tell you what, everything is set up to murder people, suicide them, and have all kinds of accidents. So I'm just wondering how many witnesses would be left if George Baby Bush was indicted, when there's George H.W. Bush behind his son and knows how to pull off all these things because he's done it before. Well, let's go to Drew in Little Rock. Drew, welcome, buddy. How are you tonight?
I'm fine, sir. How are you and your wife?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. Yes. She's not feeling too good today, but that's we expect that.
I heard that. Anyway, you asked the question, do I expect the indictment to go down? If they indict, they've got an ulterior motive behind the scenes, meaning there's somebody behind the scenes because that are pulling the strings. First of all, we have George Bush Sr., George Herbert Walker Bush, who is the direct descendant of another corrupt individual by the name of Prescott Bush.
Prescott Bush, right.
And my great-great-uncle, Smedley Darlington Butler, went up against these guys back in the 30s. And Prescott Bush even got indicted. And it's been low-key about what the evil that he did and the guilty pleas that where they were found in their indictments. Uh-huh. In World War II, with their complicity with Hitler.
That's right. Yes.
So
I
we have
that.
All of that in the past, and you ask this question: do I expect them to indict George W. Bush? No, I don't. If they do, it's some form of agenda. It's all going to be just form and paper. It's going to be in writing, and as you very succinctly stated, that this is in paper, and people will die. I've witnessed the boys here in Pulaski County in the murder of these two kids. What did they see? The speculation here in Arkansas was that it was the people that were out there in the limousines was the governor of the state.
Yeah.
And all his cronies. And the governor of the state at that time later became the President of the United States. And it
That's
was all
right.
about movement of cocaine out of South America to the United States.
That's right, brother. That's right. Yep. And
so
that was during the Iran-Contra thing, too. It was part of that. Yes.
We have a problem in America, and there's going to be a war. There's going to be a knockdown, drag-out fist fight. And like the gentleman said, people are waking up across the nation. There's even newscasters on the mainstream media that are getting sick of all of the lies and the BS because they witnessed the bodies in New Orleans and in Gulfport. And right now, today, 2 months later, we've got a chief of police, Jerry Agnew, chief of police of Bogalusa, Louisiana, who goes to bed crying every night because he hasn't got the vehicles to patrol Bogalusa, Louisiana, because the government is not getting off their duff to get the funds out there that's needed.
Oh, yes, and he's not the only one.
And he's just one. He happens
right.
to be a personal friend of mine, and fortunately I'm helping him look at the possibility of becoming the sheriff of Washington Parish, but that's still a year or two away.
Yeah.
Now, something you may not know and your listeners may not know, the state of Louisiana has suspended the voting in South Louisiana until further notice.
I see.
The mayor the mayor Nagin doesn't have to worry about getting kicked out of office here on the 15th of October for his malfeasance as office.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Yeah.
So it's a power play, and it's all behind the scenes. And you understand it more than anybody out there because you were right there on the firing line, and you saw how far it went all the way down to the mortician in Pulaski County.
You got it. That's right.
With
yeah,
all that said, you're doing a great job. I like the fact that you're getting the information out, and more people need to network and get this show out there in their hearts.
Thank you so much,
Thank you.
Brother
God
Drew.
Bless you, sir.
Lord bless you, brother. Yeah, my favorite Marine down there in Little Rock. Okay, let's go to John in Florida. John, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yeah, hello, Officer Jack. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, brother.
Hey, I've heard you, I believe, years gone by on the Bo Greitz program. Would I be correct in that?
I believe so. Yes, I was on several times.
Yeah, I'm glad to see you on board with John Statmel here, RBN.
Oh, yeah, he's a great American in my eyes, brother, and a lot of people out there by taking the hits and taking the ball bat to getting this mass communication going, and he's got a great, great heart and a great will to go forward regardless of what comes at him.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I hear the music. I would like to comment.
Okay, John, would you like to hold on
yes.
for a minute here?
Yes,
we'll
sir.
Bring you up on the other side of this important messages here. Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net. The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
My end here.
Okay, very faint?
to be expected. I understand.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think we're talking about a tough subject here
yeah.
tonight.
I have so many things that I'd like to talk about, different issues, but the topic du jour is really what I'm going to focus on right now. The callers that preceded me took a lot of words out of my mouth. The thing is, why should we be surprised now to see Papa Bush and Smurf Bush with Clinton doing whatever they're doing together? Because they were all involved in this drug running, you know, for MENA, et cetera.
For years.
Yes, sir. And you and I have certain parallels in our biographies, let's say. You know, I've done law enforcement and military myself. So, you know, I sometimes have to have a scent of something odorous in the air, and it comes up quickly, you know, and my ears perk up at times, you know. But the thing is, like, you know, we got to keep an eye on the curtain, what the magician, the master wizard behind the curtain is doing. This is maybe, you know, an issue that we'll all get caught up in. It'll preoccupy the media just like the O.J. trial or Clinton and Alinsky did. And we got to wonder what they're doing off to the wings, to the left flank, the right flank. You know what I mean?
Yes, John, you're right on target, buddy. There's something going on behind the curtain. If they're allowing this out in the media, the controlled media, there's something going on behind the curtain, John. I believe you're right.
And let's say they sizzle both of these guys and a few others in the administration, you know. Who else is going to come up? We don't know. But that's, you know, a concern. And if they don't, if it's a snowball's chance in hell and we've all been entertained for a year or better, and he stays in office and such, well, they may have pulled something, you know, over on us in the interim.
That's very true. We're very concerned here, John, about the all of a sudden flu season's here again, and we all got to run down and get our bird flu shots here.
Yeah.
So, something's in the wind. And also, remember, the president has just said that in case of a some kind of an epidemic or a bio attack, that the military takes over the nation. So,
You know, Jack, in that regard, on Coast to Coast a couple nights ago, I think it was last Friday, somebody from Toronto called George Neary and said something was going down up there. And on one of the RBN programs today, I heard it mentioned.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, listen, John, thank you. We've got a whole board of
calls. Sure, thanks for taking a call, Jack.
Appreciate your input. Okay, very, very good input. Let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, welcome to the program, brother.
Jack, how's it going?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, Jack, as far as this impeachment of Bush, if Bush should be indicted, here is my opinion, and that is, if Bush gets indicted, then the media will say, our Christian president has gotten indicted. Vote for Hillary, and people will say to themselves, ah, this Bush is a dope. He's an extreme right-wing white male. He's part of the problem, just like our founding fathers who are a bunch of racists. Let's vote in Hillary Clinton, who is more tolerant, who is loving, who is tolerant of sodomites getting married and recruiting our kids, who is tolerant of partial birth abortion, who is tolerant of giving me my handout, my piece of pie, instead of that right-wing Christian racist like Bush going into Iran, Iraq, and everything like that. No, we'll just put all the Christians in camps. We'll put all the dissidents in camps. Good riddance. Goodbye to the Christians and the rest of the dissenters. And so, what do you think of my opinion or my take on this?
Well, I think it's very, it spells very exciting times, Jeff, if you're right, that's for sure. You never know. It may be now that he's got 99.9% of the Christians believing he's a good good Christian man, and the rest of the world thinks he is too. They may hate Jesus Christ, but they believe he's a Christian. Who knows? You could be right. It could be to dump Christianity. If the president can't even keep his act together without being indicted, then the other Christians must be a bunch of slouches themselves.
Exactly. And to prove my point, Gina Davis has a new series in which she's the first female president.
Uh-huh.
And the fact of the matter is, a lot of so-called conservatives have hitched their star up to Bush. Bush is the great white hope. I mean, all the groups, James Dobson, everybody has hitched their star chain to Bush's star, and guess what? Bush, I really believe that Bush is designed to be a Judas goat.
Uh-huh.
And you know what the Judas goat does.
Leads
the sheep into the slaughterhouse. The Judas goat gets his reward, and the sheep get slaughtered. And I really believe in my heart of hearts that this is kind of what's happening. Now, if Bush doesn't get impeached, guess what? There'll still be a stain because the media has become the fifth column in our country. The media is the fourth branch of government.
Yeah, very, very good, Jeff. Thank you for sharing that with us, brother. You could be right. There's something going on behind the curtain for this to start coming out on ABC. All right, talk to you later, Jeff.
Sure thing, Jack. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to Damon in Austin. Damon, welcome to the program. Oh, Damon dropped off. Okay, let's go to Jeff in New Mexico. Jeff, welcome.
Yeah, I think there's too many Americans are afraid to strongly oppose Bush or even to grow a beard, you know, because they'll lose their military officer salaries to make their payments on their new GMC Yukons and houses and acreages. I think there's just too many opportunists that are afraid to go against his war against Islam over there.
Well, that's an interesting thought, and I believe you're right. There's a lot of people that have their hand out and hand in the pie, you might say, and they're not going to go against him. And those that have tried, like I say, we've got lists of people that have met their demise by going up against the Bush crime family over the years. And, of course, some of those were those at MENA, Arkansas, where Bush and Clinton were working together with the CIA to bring the dope in there. And so Bush had his hand in all those deaths, too, that Dr. Fahmy Malik, Clinton's hand-picked state medical examiner, covered up all the bodies and buried them as they killed them. So, I believe that could be correct, Jeff.
Well, this one talk show host, Michael Savage, I think is Jewish, but he said once he wants all the mosques, all these Islamic mosque churches shut down.
Uh-huh.
But he would still want us to be fighting Islam overseas. It might be a good idea for all European countries, United States, Canada, Australia, Russia, shut down all these mosques and the United and deport these Islamic people to the lands that Bin Laden wants Islam to be in. Just separate. But Jews want us to be fighting over there because Israel is right in the middle of that.
That's true, yeah.
If it wasn't for that, we could kick all of these Islamic people out of the country and we'd be better off. I think they're just taking people's jobs. Like this one guy that seems like a fanatical Islam in my taxi. I used to be a taxi driver, and he's real fanatical. He puts all of his energy into that job 12, 13 hours a day, 7 days a week, and them these fanatical Islam people will do that. They'll come here to the United States and work like that because
they'll work hard, huh?
They're fanatics, and they don't believe in the American 40-hour work week and stuff.
Well, we've got a lot of people in high office here that don't believe in America whatsoever, and they're trying to destroy it, Jeff. Good points, Jeff. Thanks for bringing that to our attention, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yes, folks, we're concerned here at our police and military associations about this flu season coming up again, and Bush and all the talking heads are now trying to get us down there to roll up our arm and take the poisons that the government has mixed up in the flu virus this time. Bird flu is coming, folks, and according to what we're reading here and hearing, when the bird flu comes, guess what? We're under martial law. Bush wants to bring in the military to control all of us, okay? He was just talking about it again today on the news. Now, Paul, you said somebody else was on the line? Johanna in Texas. Johanna, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hi, Jack.
Hi there.
There were 2 points I wanted to make. The first one, in connection with your question, People need to look much, much deeper than the political system in this country and even the New World Order. People need to realize that the Creator Almighty has his own plan, no matter what the New World Order dictates.
That's
and what
right.
the design is.
Yeah.
And we need to all pray very seriously against these hate laws that they call anti-hate laws, but the truth is they're actually anti-love, twisted hate laws. They're trying to reverse everything to let people, to deceive people into thinking that these people who claim they're Christians, even though they know themselves are not, are actually against love. They are trying to deceive the public into thinking that they are serving the public by trying to prosecute people who are against righteousness.
Yeah.
But the truth is, these people behind the New World Order, including Christians who say they're Christians and are not, are against love. And this is what frustrates me, because people are not realizing that the language these people are using, like the terrorism and the anti-hate laws, people think that there is justice behind these terms, and there is not. It's corruption, and it's deception, and it's hatred. They are against the Creator. They are against the Creator's people. They are against the Creator's holy word. And this is what we need to realize, and the hate, anti-hate crime laws have got to be fought against. There are a lot of things that are very, very important issues that we need to be praying about and very concerned about and looking into and trying to, you know, keep up on what's developing. But there is a deadline that we need to contact our senators in every state of this country, and the toll-free number. Have you given it out recently? For people to call?
We gave it out again yesterday several times.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If you can please emphasize on it to get this out, because people have got to take a stand so we will not have these hate crime laws passed, because happens,
yes.
then we're not going to be able to call Jack McLam on the radio.
That's right. I won't be on the radio. Guaranteed I won't be on the radio. Neither will any of the other talk show hosts.
So everyone listening, please take it seriously. Please call the toll-free number. You want to give it out, Jack? You want me to just listen to
I'm looking for it as
I have
speak.
It right now in front of
right
me.
There? Yes.
Uh-huh.
So please listen up. Get your pencils and papers. And even if you made these calls a couple of days ago,
yes.
as we ask you to, do it again.
Please.
Do it again. Use repetition. They're not
yes.
going to know the difference. Call and call and call and just bug them until they drop this insane,
yes.
un-American and un-Christian idea. Go right ahead, my dear.
1-877-762-8762. Again.
Say it again.
1-877-762-8762. Please call, and when you call the number, just ask your own senator. If you don't know the name, just ask for the name, and there should be two different names, and they will put you through.
Yeah.
And it's very, very easy, so don't be intimidated by this phone number.
Okay.
And please stand serious prayer and ask the Creator, please, to give us more time to wake up the people in this country. Even the Christians are so deceived and so put to sleep. If they weren't, they would not be supporting the New World Order.
Yeah,
they don't realize what they're
Bush,
doing
yeah.
because, and they would know that Bush is not a Christian. They would know it. There
That's
would be
right.
no doubt. They know. I mean, they know
yeah.
things are wrong, but they're not taking a stand because they haven't repented their sins. And if people are not repenting their sins, then they are going to be siding with the enemy, and we're not realizing that. We've got
Johanna,
to stand for the Creator's word, and then we will be voting for the right, not just people, but the Creator Almighty and His holy word to be fulfilled.
Johanna, I couldn't have said it better. Thank you for calling in and sharing that with us again and reminding us to call those numbers, okay?
All right. Creator bless and protect you, Jack.
All right.
Everyone
Thanks
listening.
So much. Lord bless. Bye-bye. Folks, very important that we continue to bug these people on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Don't just call them once. I know it's a kind of a headache, but you can't imagine the headache that we're going to have if we no longer have the First Amendment. It's going to be a headache like you wouldn't believe. We'll be right back, folks, with the wrap-up of the Officer Jack McLam program. If you would like to call in, you still have some time.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger and, much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Said, give out this other number because some people have been having trouble with that 877 number. So get your pencils working again, folks. We've called, done our calling here at our two police and military associations, and we found it works best on 888. That's the area code, 355-3588. Okay, 888, area code, 355-3588. Try the other number, 877, if you wish, but at least you have a backup number here to get the job done. Let's go to Gary in Austin. Gary, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jack.
Hi there.
Listen, I'm just amazed that nobody has talked about this before me.
Okay.
You know, and what's wrong in this country is America's way too apathetic. We live in fear of the government, and we keep going along with what they want. I mean, what if the patriots in the American Revolution never opposed authority?
Yes.
I mean, this could all be a setup. I'll grant you that. But, you know, my hat's off to anybody with the guts, you know, to speak about and hold our officials accountable.
Well, they certainly need to be indicted for many, many reasons, but we're just kind of shocked here that somebody would have the... let's say the intestinal fortitude to go forward with this as a U.S. attorney. That's a shocker to us here, but we'll wait and see there, Gary.
Well, I know it's a shocker, but here's the point. There's a lot of people now coming out with truth. The truth is growing exponentially.
Yeah.
If we don't ever try, if we don't ever hold these people accountable, we won't ever succeed. And yeah, I agree with your point about the guy, you know, being an attorney and really treading on some dangerous ground, but that's exactly what's wrong. Nobody will take a risk.
Brother Gary, you're right. This is exactly what we ought to be doing, attacking from every direction we can. So we're behind it. We're for it. It's just going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Listen, Gary, I'm going to run to Drew in Little Rock. He says there's some breaking news coming out. Let's get to thanks for calling, Gary. We'll talk to you later. Let's go to Drew in Little Rock real quick.
First of all, Gary's right on point, okay?
Yeah.
And God bless him for calling in and getting people's attention. Secondly,
right.
I had a master gunnery sergeant in Jakarta. That's Southeast Asia, for those of you that don't know where Jakarta is. Singapore, Jakarta, Cambodia. He just called me to let me know that he's listening to your show, Jack. You do a fantastic job, but he wanted me to call into you because he couldn't call you himself.
Okay.
There have been 84 new bird flu cases today, and that's Thursday, our time. It'll be Friday, their time. And of the 84, 11 have died already.
Uh-huh.
Last week, there was only 42 cases for the full year. But there's been 84 just in the last 3 days reported to the health minister. And these are from 9 different provinces down there, and 11 of these people have died in less than 24 hours. So it's on the way.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, we're going to have Lenny Horowitz, Dr. Lenny Horowitz, on next week, we believe. And he wrote the book on Fort Detrick, Maryland Biolab, military biolab, creating the AIDS virus and Ebola. So what do you think, Brother Drew? Have they created the bird flu?
Yes, sir. It's just like they hid the 8,000 bodies that died in New Orleans and Jefferson Parish.
Yes, okay.
God bless
brother.
You, sir.
Lord bless you there, Drew. And listen, Gary, Johanna, Jeff, Damon, Jeff, John, and Drew, thank you so much for calling in today. Very interesting thought. We'll be back with you tomorrow, God willing. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.